Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Truman, do me a favor. Do us a favor and turn on your mic. I don't hear you at all right now.
Okay, my mic is on.
Okay, your mic is on now.
Hear it?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay.
One moment. I hear the white noise now. Let me see what I can do on this side. When I turned you off, it wasn't there at all, so I know it's coming from your system. Do me a favor. Go into Skype and switch your mic to something else, please. All right, say something.
Settings, I found settings.
Okay, under settings, there's an audio. You see audio, video.
Audio. Audio, video.
Okay, go to your audio, video, and you will see where it says microphone.
And I'm...
Switch your microphone to something else. Hello? Hello?
Hear me now on RealTech.
Okay. Keep it with the one you just did. Keep it on that one.
All right. I'm going to leave it there. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, but every time you talk, some electric static comes. So,
wow.
Do me a favor. I need you.
Should I try a different microphone?
You're sounding better now, but there's noise with it. Go to another microphone.
Yes, let's try another one.
So, how about now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, for now on, use that microphone.
Okay, I am using that microphone. It's selected. I will get out of settings, and I'm out of settings, and I am getting rid of the side panel, and we should be good to go, sir.
Okay, we're good then. All right, for now on, use that microphone. All right, because any other mic it was bad. All right, let's go.
Got it. Let's go.
All right, my man. It's good to see you, though. It's good to see you. I knew we would get it together. Hold on. All right, let's go. We're live here on Blog Talk, right? Live on Blog Talk. Thank you for coming in. And for our loyal Patreon members, I would like to say, brothers and sisters, I really appreciate the continued support you've always had for the church. You know, I can't thank you all enough. So let me put that out there for those who are waiting. So let's go to Patreon. And do me a favor, Mr. Truman, Dr. Truman.
Yes, but Elder Rakah Shayar.
Okay, do me a favor and just for the Skype, just put it on mute until I introduce you, okay?
All right, I am now muting the mic.
Good. Thank you. Okay, Patreon is there. Okay. No strings on me. No. All right. Let's go. That's right. The Bible tells us, first of all, I would like to say all praises be to the Most High, Ahaya, Bahashim Yeshaya. Wa Rewak, and thank you all for your participation with the Gathered of Christ Church. Yes, I would like to say a humble thank you to all the brothers and sisters who are a part of this, who have made this Patreon experience another day in which we can convey the truth to come closer to Christ's kingdom. Now, as you can see, the healing, the temple of God is our topic today. Special guest, Truman Burst. We also have phone calls waiting in the wing, and I'm going to test that to make sure everything is good there. And we have a video that now that the power structure has now segued from the coronavirus into war, there's a lot of information, bad information, sorry information concerning some of the effects of those who chose to get the vaccine to quote unquote be safe. How safe and effective is it? Well, this video you are about to hear is telling. And after the video, I'm going to open up to Truman, Dr. Truman Burst. Okay, a man who has much gifts when it comes to understanding the true healing power of herbs. One of the few men left with the knowledge to help our people, most people, get back to what the Most High intended, good health. You wouldn't believe how old Truman's age. You wouldn't believe his age, but I'll tell you, he still looked young and spry. It's because he knows what to put in his body, right? Now, the Bible says we are not supposed to defile the temple of God. We're not supposed to defile the temple of God or be destroyed. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. Well, a lot of us grew up not realizing through ignorance that we were actually destroying ourselves. Okay? We were actually destroying ourselves. One moment. One moment. A lot of us don't know. A lot of us don't know that we were actually destroying ourselves and putting this beast box on mute. Now, a lot of us don't know through ignorance we were destroying ourselves, and we, you know, trusted our pastors to tell us what was right concerning diet. And they lied and said that you can eat anything you want. God will accept it. While the neighborhoods, while our communities are dying from high blood pressure, diabetes, and any other sickness that comes from, literally from what's being placed, put in our bodies. Some voluntarily and other things ignorantly. A lot of us thought that vaccines were made to make us safe and all that, not realizing the backdrop, the backstory behind vaccines, okay? that at one point, it was only experimental for those who were in the military, and they claimed because there are certain diseases in other countries, foreign countries, in which, you know, they may come down with some exotic disease, and, you know, that they would protect our soldiers by giving them a small dose of the disease in case they run into it in the jungle. Anything to make you believe that they're protecting you, but not telling you, well, okay, maybe I'll have antibodies against this disease, but look at all these other side effects. One moment.
You probably
I apologize. That was the door. Okay. All right. Jumping right in. So at first, the vaccines were able to get introduced strictly for military use to protect our soldiers from diseases overseas. That was the excuse. And then they began to claim that it was a polio pandemic that our people down south, my family, never, my great-great-great-grandfather, none of my family that lived in the United States knew anything about no polio pandemic. But yet they claim that, and that became the catalyst to now begin to target people to take a polio vaccine, which was utterly ridiculous. And then now it's every other vaccine, not realizing what? The long-term effects. The side effects, which could be, and under certain circumstances, deadly. And that's why the Bible says, Job 13:4, ye are forgers of lies and physicians of no value. Okay? If the side effect is worse than the disease you're treating, then what value does that have for the temple of God? Now, without any further ado, before I bring in Dr. Truman, there was a woman in Oregon who took the vaccine. Let's see how it worked for her. Let's see how this worked for her. Did y'all hear that? Now notice when people begin to push back after getting what? After having bad side effects, they automatically respond with a rare case so that it can make those who made that choice believe that this case will not apply to the majority. A rare case, one in a billion, not telling you what that number, those numbers exactly are. See, when they say a rare case, that's them dismissing the person they've just harmed. Now, you got the vaccine to stop from catching the cold, but now your heart has inflammation. Can that lead to heart attacks? Absolutely. There's a term for this. It erodes the tissue in your heart, and eventually you can die of a heart attack. Now, no one is relating the vaccines to men like DMX, who died of a heart attack because why? COVID was depleting his funds, and he needed to tour overseas. So he took the vaccine to sustain his livelihood. He's not selling records like that. The only way musicians make money is touring. So he took the vaccine, and then, not to say that that's the cause, but the story went away. Is it possible he had one of these rare cases also? What makes her story stand out is that she does not fit the high-risk group, which tells us, which implies, they expect this heart inflammation to predominantly affect a certain group of people. The high-risk people are supposed to be getting the heart attack. Are supposed to be getting the heart inflammation. Are you kidding me? Now, I wonder why they're surprised it happened to her. Now, you notice that they must preface and set this up to how the listeners or viewers will receive the damage that have happened to this woman directly from the vaccine before they actually allow her to convey what happened. Right? So they must temper or measure or control how you'll receive the fact that this vaccine damaged this woman. Now, she's not a part of the high-risk group. Let's see what group she's a part of. Pericarditis, folks, I looked it up. Pericarditis is a degenerate heart illness. So we can look for what? More heart transplants to go up. We can now look for, now, of course, Truman is going to come on and let us know what we can do about strengthening our heart in other areas that these vaccines might have damaged. Okay? The body is a wonderful, wonderful creation by the Almighty. And there is healing qualities that are with, not only within our spirit, but within the earth itself. But some people who are already high-strung, imagine drinking coffee, and a lot of these others, like DMX, were struggling with drugs anyway. Cocaine and all those things put a stress on your heart. And now you get a vaccine, not to say that's what it was, but this is what the news circulations were implying, that he lived the life of rock and roll, the fast life, and made us believe that it was a drug overdose. But no, there was no proof of drug overdosing with DMX. Now, it's targeting a certain group between the ages of 16 and 40. And her group doesn't, the high-risk group. Now, listen to how they talk out of both sides of their mouths, brothers and sisters. At one point, they claim that it's rare. And on the other side, it's known among certain groups. Is it rare or isn't it rare? They talk on both sides of their mouth, folks. I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. I have to go back. It's a what? A known side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine. You think if they would have told us that this was a known side effect while campaigning that everyone should get this, that people would have chose heart attacks and heart issues only to protect themselves in case they ran into someone with a cold? Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I risk a heart attack but to give me milder symptoms in case I run into someone with COVID or a cold? That doesn't make any sense. But now they're telling us, after it's already in the people, that this is a known side effect. So why should I risk heart inflammation, a heart attack, so getting the inflammation from COVID is way worse than getting it injected in your veins with the risk of heart attack? Now, one thing about an individual, I know for sure if I don't run into someone or contract COVID, I'm not at risk at all. Right? But you have a sure risk of some type of side effect if it's injected in you. How do they know it's worse when the data will not be actually resolved until March of 2023? How do they know that it would have been worse if they came down with COVID and got the same issues? So they're learning new information, which means they're practicing, experimenting live on people who believe that this is an antidote that can protect them from COVID. Let's focus on that for a moment. They're still figuring things out, but yet they didn't tell us any of this initially between the last 2 years. And people are dying. People are dealing with all types of ill effects. Because, yeah, fatality based on your pre-existing conditions. This thing can become deadly depending on your health and whether or not you can withstand a vaccine. It's been many people who have died of a flu vaccine because their bodies couldn't handle it. Truman Burst, Dr. Truman Burst, before I bring in the phone calls, let me bring you in, sir. Dr. Truman Burst. Let me bring you in, sir. One moment. Let me bring you in. Okay, I don't see your video, Doc.
My video is running. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Well, I wonder why the video isn't working. Let's turn it off.
No. Okay, you did something where it says Truman is recording the call.
Yes.
Whatever you did there, switch your scene to something else.
Okay, I'm going to stop the recording. I stopped the recording. And can you see the video now?
No.
I'll turn the video off. Turn it back on again. Can you see it now? It's popping up in the corner of my screen.
Yeah, it's in the corner of your screen, but on my screen, it just shows your Skype without the video at all.
Oh, wow. Well, should I come out and come back in? Or?
Yeah, just call me back and I'll add you in.
I will.
All right, no problem. One second, Truman, we'll be right back.
Settings, okay, we can go that. We can turn that off, close that.
Because everything you're closing, I can see. Everything. So just hang, do me a favor, Dr. Truman, just hang up and just call me back.
Okay, I'm...
You have three local businesses capsule.
Okay, hanging up.
Okay, we are now reconnected. All right, let me open up the calls while I bring Truman in. 352 area code. Did you know that they were experimenting on people and now that there's, brothers and sisters, there's countless numbers of people that are coming out who are suffering like this woman in Oregon, and silence. 352 area code, you're live. You're live.
Hello, Elder. Shalom.
How are you? Shalom, how are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed, Elder. This is Brother Ralph, man. I'm calling from the Florida body here in Ocala, Florida.
Okay.
I was actually calling to reach out to Dr. Truman Burger in reference to some healing properties and some information that he could possibly give me, myself, that I would like to. I'm pulling up his website, and I'm going to go on and be a lifetime member there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Truman, when you came in, there's a lot of white noise with your microphone.
Uh-oh. Let's go back and see if we can change
No,
that.
No, let's keep it where we are. It's in between. There's a lot of – it's we may have to do this another time, Truman. I'm going to try to go through it, but it's not, you know, I'm really trying to make sure the people get this, but the technical issues are, they're overwhelming. All right, brother, what you need to do, all right, what you need to do,
yes,
brother,
sir.
Is what we can't do is say in specific.
Indeed, I'm with you, Elder.
Okay, let me say what I'm saying. We can't say the treatment is for you, but you can speak in general of a sickness, and he can generally give you the herbs that usually can fix that, okay? Now, as far as becoming
yes,
a member, lifetime member, that's something that you can work with on once you go to a site or whatever. So these are the things we're not discussing that today. We're discussing the health portion, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
yes,
hold
sir.
On one second. Okay, Dr. Truman, are you with me?
I am here.
Okay, the sound is fine now. Thank you for straightening that out. The brother has a question when it comes to health and herbs. What questions do you have, my brother?
Hello, Dr. Truman. Brother
Hello.
Rap here. Shalom.
Shalom,
my yes, sir. My question is in reference to ear pits that you would have on your ears. Are you familiar with those? Like an ear pit, like little holes that individuals would have that can sometimes begin to swell up or something causes them to swell the side of the face or something of that nature that, and I was wondering if there was anything that can be done naturally in reference to that to resolve that issue that we can discuss to you or if I have to do it through a consultation with you or whatever it may be. But that is the general question that I have. Amongst others, but I could do that at another time.
All right. To answer that question, of course, we're not prescribing and we're not diagnosing. What we're doing
yes,
is
sir.
We're discussing a topic and we're talking about these a skin disorder that's affecting the ears and any kind of a skin disorder that's coming from the liver that cannot get rid of some toxins that may be in the blood. It could be heavy metals. It could be chemicals that are in the body. Whatever it is compromised the liver. So we would do a liver cleanse. And over there on the Better Health Herbs website that manufactures the natural remedies that I invented, which I get nothing from the sale of any product. I want to make that clear. I'm not here selling product.
Yes, sir.
That's not what I do. I teach about natural remedies, and I discuss natural remedies. So what's going on here? It's the toxins, something hitting the liver. Liver can't handle it, putting it into the blood. The blood is looking for a particular area that it can get, to get rid of these toxins. And it's picking the ear, or it may pick some other part of the body. So what we need to do is clean up the bloodstream, clean up the digestive tract, get that liver cleaned up, and so forth. And that is a formulation called number 1078 CAC liquid, and that number 1078. When you take enough of that to keep the bowel movements soft because it's going to clean the bloodstream, clean everything up, and it's going to send it to the liver to get it out of the bowel. It's going to make the bowel movements softer. The more of that 1078 colon and liver cleansing liquid that you take, the softer the bowel movements will become. What we're always looking for is for the bowel movement to be so soft that it breaks up in a cloud when you flush the toilet. That means the sewer system of the body is able to get rid of toxins and things that it needs to get rid of in a timely fashion when the bowel movement is soft. If the bowel movement is well-formed or hard, that's when you're reabsorbing toxins, and then it's going to put them out through the skin. It's going to give you cysts. It's going to give you tumors. It's going to give you skin disorders and so forth. So that's how to cleanse, is with that CAC liquid, using enough of it individually for each person that you're keeping the bowel movement soft. Then you want to use something like a 4835, a fiber formula that's going to absorb all of this, because when I was learning about natural remedies many years ago, people were coming to me and saying, wow, I went through a cleanse and I had this detox and I got a headache and I felt terrible. And so when I designed a cleanse and detox system, it was to also absorb all of these things so that you and your body doesn't have to deal with it. So that is done with a fiber like psyllium seed husk powder that turns into a gel and slides through the body and is absorbing all of these things and putting it into that gel and sliding through the body and hitting the digestive tract and the liver, cleaning up the liver and the digestive tract and going to the bowel and taking all these toxins with it and out it goes.
Okay. All right, Truman, real quick, because we do have... I'm sorry, we do have a lot of calls, so what I want to do is keep it in the construct of giving them what they need and where to get it from in a timely fashion, so that we just don't have one call and then it's over.
Right.
All respect to you, but I'm trying to really quantify this where they can get the information they need, where to get it from, because we have a long list and we only got about 15, 20 minutes, right? So I'm trying to help on either side, help you get what you need to get the people in your shop to be able to give them the help, as well as enough information in between where they can get you. Like, for instance, here's the herb. I can show you generally how the herb works, and this is where you can get it from. Right? I'm just saying, because if we do it this way, you have time through the consultations to take them. And I know how much you love to care when it comes to details for each person and how thorough you are. But that works,
yes, sir,
on a consultation side opposed to a broadcasting side when so many people want to speak to you. All right? So in a nutshell, what herbs does it take for him to do this, and how can he, and how could anyone in general find your information when it comes to, what was the name of this issue you said generally exists, brother? Say that again. What it's called?
I'm sorry. This is something that he's had since birth, where is the pits of the ear.
I'm saying, what is the name
and,
of it? What is the name of it? I don't know if I'm clear.
The condition has, you're clear, Elder, but the name hasn't been given to me as far as when the swelling begun. So I don't know the proper diagnosis of it as far as from a medical term to give you, Elder.
Okay.
But
so
I know
that,
what
okay,
it is.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Okay, so they didn't give a medical term. Did they say where it's from? Did they say it's genetic? Did they say what from the vaccine? Do you know where it's from?
Oh, no. It's not from any vaccines, Elder. We in this truth, so we don't do that. But it could be something from birth, you know, before we came into the truth, and it didn't start until adulthood.
Still, again, we're speaking general of a disease without pointing to a person.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
God, I'm trying to...
I'm trying to be as vague as I can, Elder.
I understand.
Not
vague, but you, we you can't direct it to a person. It's general. What is it?
So what this is a skin disorder. And,
okay.
And we can categorize it in a general way that it is a skin disorder, and we need a blood cleaning. And that's why we would be looking at the HerbalHealthReview.com website. And on Herbal Health Review, you're going to look under abscesses. You're going to look under acne and skin disorders, because you're going to, and it's going to talk about cleansing and detoxifying, and then it's going to give you some general formulations that are specifically for acne and specifically for abscesses. But that's where we go, and where we go to is betterhealthherbs.com. Betterhealthherbs.com. That's the only website that makes these particular formulations. And they have a 3 to 5 day shipping time. If you order online, you can order online. And the discount code to get 20% off is GOCC. If you type in GOCC, when you place your order online, it'll take 20% off.
Okay, real quick. All right, brother. So you know where to go, right?
Yes, sir, Elder. And then, yes, we're good. I'll be able to navigate based on what we've discussed.
Okay. Have you ever reached out to, when it comes to herbs, and find out exactly what Dr. Truman has to offer before? This is the first time.
This is the first time that I've attempted to deal with Dr. Truman. And I've gone to his website. That's why I knew about consultations and things of that matter.
Okay.
And I just
all
wanted
right.
to make sure that since you was bringing him on today, that I would be able to go and take the proper steps in order to reach out to him.
Okay, great. Now, what I would suggest on this side, since it is through Gathered of Christ Church and you are a member of the church, before
yes,
committing to anything, and when it comes to a service, and it's just totally trusting on every side, and I also do this with those on GOCC Network. Are you a part of GOCC
yes,
Network, Dr. Truman, as of yet? No?
Yes, I'm a member of Patreon.
No, I'm not Patreon. I'm talking about the GOCC Network on the Gathering of Christ Church. I'll talk to you about that separate from here, Dr. Truman.
Okay.
But what I do tell people, even when I suggest, especially if they're part of our church, brother, like you are, and I'm glad you're part of the body, and we're doing everything we can heal, and this is why Dr. Truman is here, is that before committing anything long term, you first go initially for what your service is needed to, like you do the market, you test the market, and then once it's solidified, boom. Then you can commit going forward, okay? All right, that's how you do it. You make sure when it comes to any product or anything out there, and let me tell you, I live by a lot of what Dr. Truman says. When I'm dealing with something, guess who the first one I'm calling? And Dr. Truman know that too.
Yes, sir.
But on,
no
but
doubt.
On
no
the
doubt.
Other, yeah, but on the other side of things, especially when you're part of the church, what you got to do is you have to try it, because it's like anything else. You have to know whether or not it's conducive and tell it for you long term. All right? So this is what I say for church members. You go in, you support the work, you support what he's doing, and then make decisions from there, okay? You can't make decisions simply off of a want to or a hope to. Okay? You have to, you know, all right? So I wanted to put that out there, and it's a great call, because a lot of things he said is deep, and I'm going to get to the next call. Sometimes,
Shalom.
Sometimes Dr. Truman, we treat things on the surface, not realizing the internal issues that need the real fix, right? So it's a skin disorder, but you went straight to the what? Kidney. You went to, I think, the kidneys, right?
Liver. Yeah.
The liver.
Liver.
Straight to the liver. Look at that.
Liver.
So I'm learning
yes,
something a lot here, that if you went to the doctor, they'll probably give you some cream or something for the outside element without treating the core issue. Truman, I'm going to put him on hold and let you finish up on that. And
I appreciate
and
you taking my call, Elder.
Man, all praise be to the Most High. You're the first one with your hand raised, and this is why I pulled you in. But let me place you on hold. The doc is going to let you know how to reach out, and I hope this really helps, okay? And before we do that, Dr. Truman Burst, tell the people about yourself, you know, quantify it, of who you are and what qualifies you to actually talk about these herbs and how to actually get in contact with you if they want to know more. Let's start there.
Okay. I'm a graduate ethnobotanist and phytotherapist with two PhDs. I'm a graduate chartered herbalist, master herbalist, master of herbology. I'm an ordained minister and a certified bishop, and I formed Good Shepherd Ministries over 20 years ago.
Okay.
And really how to reach me is to go on that website, herbalhealthreview.com. And when you're on that herbalhealthreview.com, look over on the side panel or look up on the top where it says about, and it'll tell you all about the healthcare system, and it's going to ask you to fill out a member intake form, which will give me all the information about you so that I can then pray over it, answer all your questions, educate you regarding what you need to learn, and then I can help you pick, I'll select certain natural remedies from each of the reports and the information so that you know exactly what you need. Then we create a protocol of what to take, when to take, how to take it, so you take the total mystery out of it, send all of that information so you know exactly what to do. Then every Thursday I'm available. I do a broadcast for 2 hours where I answer your questions spontaneously. So you come on the broadcast that I do, and all that information about the broadcast is on herbalhealthreview.com. But it really starts with that member intake form that gives me all of the information. So I'm not just looking at a skin disorder. I'm finding out that maybe there's high blood pressure, maybe there's diabetes, maybe there's cancer, maybe there's something else. Then we need to look at the whole picture. And we need to look at it spiritually, because if you're under physical attack, that means you're under spiritual attack, and you need to get a hold of your elders. You need to pray with them and have them pray with you and deal with it spiritually as well as physically. So that's it. That's what I want to make sure you get is herbalhealthreview.com website every Thursday for 2 hours. I'm live over the telephone, live over YouTube, live over Zoom, and I do a broadcast. You can ask questions. It's free to everybody. It's no charge. I do appreciate it if you can sow into my ministry so that I can help more people. I need to help more people, so please help me do that, and please sow into the ministry with a donation. And that's what we do, and that's how we do it, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir. And on top of that, I just went over a video that I think it's something carditis, a side effect that they now knew the whole time that was causing heart inflammation in those who received the vaccine, which is crazy that they know that this side effect exists. So if someone had heart inflammation or issues like that in particular, and you had to quantify it, what exactly would you suggest in general? Someone has this particular diagnosis where they have an heart inflammation. Is there something that can herbally repair something like that or help the person down
yes,
the line
yep.
treat something like that?
Yes, sir. And what we're talking about is endocarditis.
Endocarditis. Okay.
Endocarditis, and that's a heart disease. And in each year in the U.S., about 34,000 patients are admitted to the hospital for ineffective endocarditis. While endocarditis is a condition that affects the inner lining of the heart, it's not very common. There are many risk factors that can increase your chance of dealing with this condition. For example, you could also be having gum disease, various bacterial or viral infections, a weakened immune system, or an autoimmune disorder. Or you might have a pacemaker, or you might be taking medications.
So how would they treat that, Truman?
Right.
How
so,
would someone treat
so that's
that?
That's what it is, and how they treat it. It's a bacterial thing. It's called the symptoms of bacterial endocarditis. That's what we're talking about. And there's many risk factors, including, and how it's treated is taking a look at the whole picture. Conventional myocarditis or pericarditis can sometimes go away on its own, and it doesn't always require treatment. Endocarditis usually needs to be treated promptly, and so that's what we need to know, and the prevention and natural remedies for it is to prioritize oral and dental hygiene, because it could be coming from your teeth, and we can't ignore that. A lot of people don't realize that if you have any kind of a tooth infection, if you kiss your wife, you can give her a tooth infection too. It can be passed from tooth infections and abscess teeth all of that can be passed from person to person. But what we're doing here then is making sure that they have good oral hygiene. Again, they can go to the website, herbalhealthreview.com, and click on teeth. It's going to give you some of the most innovative ways to make sure that you don't have to go back to your dentist. It gives you all kinds of ways. It even gives you a substitute for toothpaste that is herbal that hardens your teeth and gets rid of any kind of gum infections. It's so the teeth report in herbalhealthreview.com would be one of the things you'd want to be looking at. And you want to take care of your skin. You want to use preventive measures with good hygiene and washing your skin and showering daily and carefully treating any wounds or cuts or incisions. You know, this will all help prevent infections and the growth of harmful bacteria. These times you want to avoid heavy alcohol consumption and drug use, because it's only going to make the conditions worse. You want to manage fevers and aches and pains. Go ahead, sir.
We only have 11 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to really within the time frame.
Yes.
All right. So we have 11 minutes. I don't mean to be disruptive through everything, but I don't know how long it's going to go before the broadcast is done. We only have 10 minutes left. So maybe we need to have it where we can suggest they go to you for the long, wordy detail, the long, drawn-out details of what they need individually.
Exactly.
I was thinking that, okay, what's the name of the disease again?
The website is Herbal.
No, and I'm talking about the name of the disease that I was just mentioning.
It's carditis.
I was thinking about an answer like microcarditis. Usually this is the herb that's utilized, and how to get this herb, you go here. And then go to the next one, so that, because we got people with their hands raised. If we go through every detail, we're not, you know, I'm trying to help the people in a timely fashion.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's possible under this platform. So I will probably have to suggest they come to your two-hour platform so that we can actually get to the people. Because it's what we need on this side, like I suggested before the discussion.
Right.
Okay, we only have 10 minutes. If you can work with us, but if you can't, that's fine too. We can suggest they go to your two-hour broadcast if it's something that you know that takes more time to discuss, okay?
Okay.
All right. 404 area code. How you doing?
How you doing, Elder?
I'm doing well.
You hear me? Good, good. Look,
yes.
I was calling to actually ask you a question personally, and I really don't want to take time because I know a lot of people want to talk to Dr. Truman. But I don't know if you could leave me at the end for maybe 5 minutes because I think people, you know, probably could relate to what I want to ask you. But I'm having like some family issues, and I would love to have your
Don't worry about it, brother. Okay. I'll pull you in afterwards, okay?
I'll just need 5 minutes, just 5 minutes.
Okay, hold tight, and I'll pull you in.
I don't want to take time from Dr. Truman either, you know.
I understand, because, all right, thank you. 757 area code.
Hey, shalom, Elder. Shalom, Dr. Truman. This is Brother Andre at the Friends of Virginia Body. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. The floor is yours.
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet. And I know the long answer might be on your website, Dr. Truman, but I'm looking for just a quick list of supplements you would recommend for somebody who recently survived what is referred to as, you know, anaphylactic shock, a cytokine storm, somebody who they got the juice. They had and I don't want to get into the details for the time, but Dr. Truman,
they got the vaccine. You can say vaccine on this particular platform.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So they got the vaccine. They got the inoculation. And you know the difference between the Th1 response as a cellular humoral response and a Th2 is an inflammatory response. So they suffered a Th2 inflammatory response and had a cytokine storm. I'm wondering what type of detox could they do to help? I've looked into coenzyme Q10, PPQ, quercetin, zinc, but I'm wondering what you recommend, Dr. Truman. I'm trying to keep it short and sweet because I know we got like 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll place you on hold. All right, Doc.
What do you do when you've had the vaccine and you want to avoid the cytokine storm? Then you find out about Eastern white pine tree needles because it has a compound in it called suramin. And the several compounds found in these pine needles, and you make a pine needle tea, and you can get it online. You can order pine needles online, and you can get a pine needle tea. And they've been identified as a potential antidote for the current spike protein contagion resulting from the chimeric SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. And the potential pathogenic transmission of the spike protein from the experimental mRNA vaccines. These Eastern white pine tree needles, Pinus strobus, contain many beneficial constituents useful for the prevention of colds and flu, such as alpha-pinene, beta-pinene, beta-philodendrene, D-limonene, germacrine, and 3-carene. There's a lot of them. Vitamin A, vitamin C. It's all in these pine needles. And the Eastern white pine needles also contain skimmic acid, the same molecule found in star anise, and it's used historically in traditional Chinese medicine to treat plagues and the respiratory illnesses. So that is your answer, Eastern white pine needles. And if you contact me, my telephone number is 503-362-5899. Or if you email me, truman@herbalhealthreview.com, I can send you a copy of this Eastern White Pine Tree Needles article, which is a natural source of anti-infective compounds. Okay?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I put him on hold. So he has the information there. All right. I put him on hold here, so he's fine there. All right, that's the information, and I hope that has helped you, okay? Okay, you got the info, my brother? My brother, did you receive the info?
Huh.
All right, go into the next call. 813 area code.
Shalom, the elders. Shalom, Dr. Can you hear me?
Yes, there's some feedback on your side, but it's good
okay,
now.
Okay, let me take you off speaker. Is that
no, it's
better?
Good. It's good
okay.
now. How are you
okay,
doing?
Okay, I'm well, my brother. Doctor, my question is in regards to inflammation. I'm at the age of 58, and the inflammation occurs throughout the
okay,
joints.
Sister, we can't diagnose anyone with their personal issues. It has to be a general question that may
yes,
or
that
may
is
not
my
pertain
question.
To what you're dealing with. I know, but if you
yes.
say you're dealing with it, that's him having to diagnose you.
Okay.
You got
my
me?
Apologies. My apologies.
That's fine. I'm
okay.
trying to protect everyone here.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
Okay.
Rephrasing. What is a good product for inflammation?
I got it. I know exactly what you want.
Thank you.
And what you're looking for is when I go on the website of person that manufactures, which is my granddaughter, and I get nothing from the sale of any products. I want to make that clear. But what you're looking for on the website, betterhealthherbs.com, is to go on that website and type in inflammation, and up will come the product that was invented for inflammation. Matter of fact, here's an inflammation herbal formula with turmeric root, boswellia resin, ginger root, all very anti-inflammatory, and it's safe to take in large doses. Inflammation formula is formula number 1208 on the website, betterhealthherbs.com, and there is an inflammation kit. And when you click on the inflammation kit, now you're getting an assortment of natural remedies that are for inflammation, including that inflammation formula, including a salve that relieves inflammation topically. And then there's some Japanese enzymes called Vital Zem. And Vital Zem, you're taking one of these tiny capsules three times a day. They're so powerful against inflammation that if there is scar tissue, it helps to eat up the scar tissue, which is perfect for people with scarring tissue in their lungs and other parts of their body. These Vital Zem enzyme capsules that come from Japan are able to dissolve scar tissue and relieve inflammation. That's all. Those three things, inflammation, the EMU-MSM SAB, and the Vital Zem capsules are all in one kit called number 4452. When you go on the website, betterhealthherbs.com, type in 4452. That is an inflammation kit.
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead.
Thank
okay.
you.
You
yes.
got it, sister?
Shalom. Yes, yes, sir.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Blessings.
Shalom. Blessings. And, you know, and I do apologize. As you can see, I try to break in and I try to protect all parties involved because we're living under a time where you see what happened to Dr. Sebi. On top of that, unfortunately, he was held in a place and then they told us he had a cold, right? And then there was a run-in on other herbologists who were being taken out, I believe, knowing that they were about to bring forth this disease, all right, or deal with this and didn't need any pushback from people using herbal alternatives. So that's why I want to be guarded, brothers and sisters, when it comes to how you ask these questions, because there's legalese that can tie, that can really tie Dr. Truman up. They can say, well, you're not qualified under our pharmaceutical rules to say certain things, and try to come and try to press what's left of his business, okay? So that's why I say when you ask a question concerning, just like, forget, for instance, I have asthma. And I call in and say, hey, Truman, Dr. Truman, thank you. If someone came down with asthma, what would be the treatment as far as, you know, herbs go? Or how did they treat asthma symptoms before the pharmaceutical companies began to make modern medicine? See, that's a general question, but it's something that I can what? Take from and apply without him diagnosing me personally as a doctor under the pharmaceutical government legalese. And that's why I'm just trying to protect everyone involved. And on top of that, that's why I apologize. I got to protect Dr. Truman. He's one of the very few that's left. And by the same herbologists who are here, who generally care for people. Okay. And, you know, that's why I have to protect him on that side. And on the other side, I want to be able to go through 10, 20, 30 of these because our people need help out there. But then it has to be within a time constraint for the broadcast. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get through all of them, those today, Dr. Truman. But we have a lot of hands raised, which means once we get off this broadcast, I'm sure they're going to reach out to you where you can actually speak to them one-on-one and give them the time and care that's needed without the constraint of a broadcast, because this is what they need. They need that conversation, that comfortability that comes with them sitting in a doctor's office, right? But that's something that can't happen on a live broadcast, you know. So I'm just trying to weigh both in a balance because these conversations are needed. And if I'm here, even as a church, I teach the Bible, but if I can be used to bring those two together, those that are sick and those who are seeking information of how the Most High healed our people and have the expert on earth, one of the few left that can do it, you know what I mean? That's my position. I'll just bring y'all two together and have the Most High do the rest. All right. So this is what I'll do. I'll take one more, someone who's been waiting for a long time, unfortunately. But before I do that, real quick, I need you real quick so that they can write down the information. What's the name of your website again?
The name of the information website is for all the information. That's where I publish my work and all these reports. That's herbalhealthreview.com.
Herbalhealthreview.com. Herbalhealthreview.com. So once we're off here, they can actually come to you through that. But
yes,
we have people, we have brothers and sisters with their hand raised that have phone numbers here. Their phone number that they can call right after getting off of this broadcast. What number would that be?
503-362.
Okay.
5899.
Okay.
503-362-5899.
Okay. Well, yeah, so I'm going to take one more call and ask you some questions on that. And then after that, doctor, you know, we'll let you go for today. You've been great in helping us. You continually help our church and brothers and sisters who need the healing. So I thank you for that. And again, I apologize. We just have to work out a construct that can actually, you know, that can actually give more content within a time structure. We'll just talk about that in the future. But in the meantime, I hope this has helped those who have had questions and were able to get in. All right, one more call. Let's see before I answer the brother. Brother, I know you're holding on. So one more call, 323 area code, 323 area code.
Shalom. So I wanted to ask a general question. This has to do with paralysis. Now, one of the questions pertain to osteoporosis. I noticed that most people with paralysis, they tend to get the cartilage. It deteriorates in certain joints, and it causes their bodies to constrict, and it can be very tense on spasms. So I'm trying to find out what herbs would be good for regeneration of cartilage in those joints of someone dealing with paralysis? What should they eat? What should they try to, you know, get a hold of to that, you know, can assist in, you know, regenerating the cartilage in the joints so that their spasms, you know, won't be as tense aside from taking medications or whatnot?
The answer is, if there's paralysis, let's look at pregnenolone. Pregnenolone can heal spinal cord injuries, especially if you know about the mother of all hormones called pregnenolone. That inexpensive hormone will help the spinal cord to repair itself if you know about pregnenolone and take it immediately after a spinal cord accident. So that's one thing we want to know about. The other thing is when there's osteoporosis, that's because the calcium is not getting to the bones. And what's happening is the calcium is getting hung up in the tissues on the way to the bones, hair, teeth, fingernails. It's not getting there. So when you find out about betaine HCL converts to an enzyme that that will dissolve that problem, and that enzyme it's like bromelain, which also is good for inflammation. Also, magnesium will relax every muscle. You want to take enough magnesium and get a chelated magnesium like magnesium citrate or any other chelated magnesium, and take enough of that magnesium, it'll relax every muscle in the body. And you're taking the betaine hydrochloric acid tablet. You're taking one with each meal. It will digest and break down the meal. It will get rid of acidosis, acid reflux, GERD. Anybody who has digestive problems if they take one with a glass of, take two tablets with a glass of water in 10 minutes, acid reflux, GERD is gone. So this betaine HCL breaks down and digests the calcium, and it gets through the tissues, and it helps to prevent osteoporosis. So that's where you're starting with this thing, and then filling out a member intake form on the website, herbalhealthreview.com. That's what starts everything for me. When I get that member intake form, that tells me everything you want me to know and everything you want me to do, and then I'm looking for a donation, and I'm looking to go to work for you. That's how it goes, okay?
Definitely. Water, I appreciate that. I just one last question for clarity. I noticed you said to take the first one you mentioned, Promolong, right after, you know, the paralysis condition may have been caused. What about years later, maybe 6, 5, 7 years later? Is it still a possibility that a person can take that and it will benefit
them? It's worth a try. It's a hormone. It's rather harmless. It is what they give a military pilot so he can fly another mission. It's pregnenolone. It gets rid of stress, and so that's why they and anxiety and so forth. So it's that's when it's used, and you want to start with about 30 milligrams. In clinical settings, they take as much as 700 milligrams, but around 30 milligrams, 2 or 3 times a day, and see if it's right for you. Again, it's an inexpensive hormone called pregnenolone.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Right, the water. I'll get the water, doctor. I'll get all that. Thank
you. I appreciate you.
Y'all have a blessed one.
Bless you. Okay. Well, I have to take the last call. Dr. Truman Burst, we'd like to thank you for all you do, my brother. And We'll talk soon about bringing you on the Academy and all these other areas we're going to look to expand so that our brothers and sisters will know exactly how to get in contact with you, knowing the time is short. And we're coming into a time where hospitals are going to start denying people who aren't complying with the stuff, and your knowledge will become, it is till this day, it's rare. Rare is gold and even valued more. So, Truman, thank the Most High for you, Dr. Truman Burst, and we'll talk soon, okay, concerning you coming in on other areas. And if you wish to speak with him, he gave you the number, Dr. Truman Burst at herbalhealthreview.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Doctor.
All right. Well, thank you, Doc. Anything you would like to say before we segue?
I want to thank you so much, my dear brother, Elder Rakar Shayar. I love you. You're fantastic. I love the work that you do. I love GOCC. I love all my brothers and sisters. Thank you for inviting me on.
Thank you. And there he goes, Dr. Truman Burst, the man, the myth, the herbologist. Bless you, sir. All right, you can just conclude. You can just hang up your side, and I'll take this last call, Doc, all right? And we'll talk soon. There goes Dr. Truman Burst. Let me get that one call back. The 404 area code. Let me go back.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, I am back. What was the question, my brother?
Yes, sir. Look, I definitely appreciate you taking my call. I have a question, but I would like to talk about, you know, I met your video. I saw your video about 4 years ago on King James.
Yep.
And that really, you know, is what kind of got my attention about the Christianity, the church and things that I was, you know, I was raised up under. I started listening to some Hebrew music, and I ran across a song called This Is Why with, I think it's Malik Rahim, I think it is. But anyway, in the song, in between the lyrics, he would play you about how on the slave ships and the Native American Indians, how God is going to remember what was done here in America. And also, one was about the RFID chip that was in the hands. So from there, I started researching you, and I joined the Hebrew and Bible Academy. I'm actually in my seventh one. And
okay.
It's been the best thing of my life. But this is the reason I'm calling it. It's a comment, and I want to ask you a question. It's about my family. My dad is 86 years old. My mom is 79. And when you talk about your family, it really reminds me of my family. I got two older brothers. I'm the baby. I'm 46. So I had a very stable upbringing. I have no complaints. The only complaint I have is I was raised in a Pentecostal church. And we went into the church. I was 9 months old. But I do remember at the age of four, my mom asked the pastor, she was female at 4 years old. She kind of knew that it was against her spirit. It was against her spirit for me to get vaccinated. And, you know, she asked the pastor, who wasn't married, by the way, you know, what should she do? And the pastor advised her, you know, hey, if he want to go to school, get in school, he need to be vaccinated. So I was vaccinated at 4 years old, 1979. I got the booster then. So people talking about booster now, I got the booster then. It was all the vaccines mixed up in one.
Okay.
From there, she died, I think maybe in her 60s of cancer, but they brought in another pastor. Male, but he was part of the happy community. You know, if we was in the Hebrew and Bible Academy, your pop would say, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a part of that thing.
Okay, so he was of the gay He was of the gay persuasion. Okay,
correct,
go on.
Correct. And let me say this.
We can speak direct here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. No problem. And let me say, my mom swears by this is the church that God told her to attend. So, you know, first of all, the first pastor say, hey, get the vaccine. And I'm like, you know, that's not the God of the Bible. The second pastor is a part of the gay community. Now, he dies tragically in an automobile accident. So that's when I was in high school. So they replaced him now with a female pastor. She's been married twice and divorced twice. And right now she's telling the members of the church to, you know, hey, get the vaccine. You know, she's gotten a two and she's gotten boosted, and the rest of the members need to get the vaccine as well. So once I started learning about, you know, who I am, Hebrew Israelite, I told my family, I said, look, I'm not going to practice these pagan holidays anymore. You know, I went and visited them during certain holidays, my brothers and my mom and dad. I said, look, it's going to be the last time that I celebrate these holidays with you. I'm done. You know, I'm going to come see you on days outside of this. So it's been about 2 years now, and I've stuck to that. Now they'll call and ask me to come, but you know I don't do it. So they know I'm pretty serious. But here lately, the church now, they want to have an appreciation for my mom. Just for my mom, not my dad. You know, my dad is 86. They've been married 58 years. And I'm thinking that is also a part of self-worship or paganism. And so I'm having an issue now with my family, because my mom would really, you know, love me to be there. And, you know.
Okay. Why aren't they appreciating your father and mother together?
I've asked both of them that, and there's no answer for that. And I've told them
Why don't you do this? You can say, Mom, I appreciate you. The church appreciates you, and I also appreciate Dad, which is the order of God over the house.
Yes.
And I would be more than glad to support you with this if they honor both of you together. If they honor my father and mother together, I'll be there. But to exalt the woman over the man is disingenuous, and it's sending the wrong message to the men in that church.
Elder, there is no men in the church. My dad tells me it's just him and two other men, the rest women.
Okay,
I said, Mama, why are they not honoring Daddy and you? And she said, well, they're going to honor Daddy. He's going to escort her in. I'm like,
No. Brother, set a precedent. Now, listen. Don't tell your mother you're not going to support her. That's wrong. That's something that you're going to regret the line. All right.
Okay.
So listen, I would say support her anyway, right? Because this is what she wants from you. Honor thy mother and father. Honor her.
So are you saying to go ahead and go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because listen, brother, she's still in Christ.
Okay.
And if a brother asks you to go 1 mile, Christ says go twain. That's a brother.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I mean, this is your mother, right?
Right, right.
So you don't want her to have this high resentment in her heart, and you regret one day not being there for her moment. This is bigger than just that building, right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
So show her that you're bigger than, you know, that you can take the higher ground even against yourself.
Okay.
Right? because she really would like you there, and it means so much to her if her children can support her. Understandably
right.
so, but now you still have to say, listen, Mom, I would appreciate this way more if they put my father's name on here and he can be honored with you.
They've been married 58 years.
And then listen, for what reason she wouldn't want that, right? So I don't know how it is. I mean, you have to realize, I know the Christian churches are really made up of a matriarchy controlling men. Without
yes.
the women in the church and the modern-day Christian church that our people were brought up under, if the women left the church, they would have to shut. They would shut the doors.
Mm.
So really, that's the. They know how their bread is buttered in the modern-day Christian church, and it's a level of just, you know, I don't want to call it pandering, but you can make a statement with your family, with your mother, and say, Mom, I'm going to support you either way, but please, I need that honor to be for my father and my mother. And if she asks you why, that's the order of God and the Christ we all serve.
Yes.
And come back, report back to me, and let me know how it went. Right.
I sure will. Elder, I appreciate this advice, man, because it's been weighing heavy on me. And, you know, I'm like, I'm not going, but, you know.
No, support
I want
to
honor my mom as well.
I mean, I just lost my mother.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and,
sir.
Man,
my condolences.
And,
yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing about it, I can say in good conscience in my heart, even when people are saying don't do this, and you know, sometimes she had bad days and she had her own quirky little ways, but I've always honored my mother and gave her even, you know, sometimes she would go and she would sometimes lose her money someplace or whatever and do certain things, and it'd be like, Mom, you can't be doing stuff like that or whatever, and you know, it's whatever. But she told me she needed it, and I was like, Mom, huh, take it. Because I didn't want to regret one day not having her and look back and say, you know what? I withheld this from my mother. You only get one, my brother. And believe it or not, when they're gone, it's going to be much love and memories. But then there's an area of mourning that leads to what? You start pointing out the areas of regret. I wish I would have done this. This is just a normal process of mourning. And I can say in good conscience that I don't know too many places I didn't accommodate my mother. Now let me make it clear, okay? I didn't do anything to enable her wrong and things of that nature. But all in all, in good conscience, I can say clearly that when my mother needed me for moral support, love, or even, you know, substance support, I mean, financial support, whatever, I was always
right.
there. And when she called me and wanted to pray one day, she, you know, and we prayed, and guess what? I was up with her till the end, my brother.
Wow.
So. And we only get one, my brother. So yeah, support your mother. That day means so much to her because she contributed into what she thought was the truth. Don't forget, what you're receiving now wasn't available for your mother coming up.
Mm.
But she was faithful to what she thought was true in Christ.
Correct.
So she's a woman in Christ, my brother. But you can't put new wine in old bottles lest it burst. She did the best with what she had. Use your grace to support your mother.
Elder, that's why I wanted to call and talk to you. Nah,
yeah.
I appreciate this so much. Yeah.
And man,
Thank you so much, brother.
All you do. And tell your mother and father I said hello.
I will do. Thank you so much. Thank you again. Bless you. You're welcome.
Okay, that concludes our Patreon for this week. And what a way to close the call.